Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. Thank you for finding me. Go do the rating and reviewing. Send me an email if you want, a Twitter message, an Instagram message. I post silly pictures up there. They're not usually silly pictures, but sometimes I try and have silly captions. Go to Facebook, call my Google Voice, go to the Patreon, do whatever you want to do. Just live your life and be happy and don't hurt anybody and be kind, be loving and compassionate. Positive energy. All right. Happy March, by the way. We are 2 months into this year, 2020. This is what? The first word of this episode is bear, B-A-R-E. And I will be saying bear a lot in this episode. This is the first form. It is an adjective from before the 12th century. 1A, lacking a natural, usual, or appropriate covering. 1B1, lacking clothing, as in bare feet. 1B2, this is obsolete. Bareheaded is a synonym. Next we have 1C, lacking any tool or weapon, as in opened the box with his bare hands. I can open the box with my bare hands. I'm so strong. Number two, open to view. Synonym is exposed, as in laying bare their secrets. Number 3A, unfurnished or scantily supplied, as in a bare room. 3B, synonym is destitute, as in bare of all safeguards. 4A, having nothing left over or added, as in the bare necessities of life. I remember when I was a kid, I saw The Jungle Book in the theater. By the side note, it was years until I realized that The Jungle Book didn't come out in the mid-80s. It came out many years before that, so I was a little confused. But I just remember when coming out of the theater, singing the bare necessities, da-ba-da-dee-ba-da-ba-dees. Anyway, I don't think I quite understood the double meaning of that at the time. Okay, now we have 4B. Synonym is mere, M-E-R-E, as in a bare 2 hours away. 4C, devoid of amplification or adornment, as in the bare facts. Number 5 is obsolete. Synonym is worthless. Bareness is a noun. This is from Old English bear, B-A-E-R, or I could also say B-A-S-H-R. It is akin to the Old High German bar, which means naked, from the Lithuanian basas, which means barefoot. Now we have some synonym information for bear. Again, this is B-A-R-E, not B-E-A-R. Although I hadn't said that before, but you knew what I meant. Bare, naked, nude, bald, barren, mean deprived of naturally or conventionally appropriate covering. Bare implies the removal of what is additional, superfluous, ornamental, or dispensable, as an apartment with bare walls. Naked suggests absence of protective or ornamental covering, but may imply a state of nature, of destitution, or of defenselessness, as in poor half-naked children. Nude implies especially to the unclothed human figure, as in a nude model posing for art students. Bald implies actual or seeming absence of natural covering and may suggest a conspicuous bareness, as in a bald mountain peak. Barren often suggests aridity or impoverishment or sterility, as in barren plains. Now we have the second form of bare. It is a transitive verb from before the 12th century, to make or lay bare. Synonym is uncover. Now we have the third form of bare. It is an archaic past form of the word bear. Is it a archaic past of bear, B-E-A-R. I think it's saying it's a past form of that, but it's archaic, so it's past. Now we have bareback. It is all one word. It is an adverb or an adjective from 1562. on the bare back of a horse, without a saddle, as in likes riding bareback. Also, bareback riding. Next we have bare boat. One word, it is a noun from circa 1949. A boat chartered without its crew. So if you wanted to provide your own crew, is that what that means? Or you just wanted to go with no crew, and then you get stranded. Next we have bare bones. Two words, noun from 1649. The barest essentials, facts, or elements. As in, the bare bones of her life. Bare bones with a hyphen is an adjective. Now we have barefaced. One word, adjective from 1590. One, having the face uncovered. 1A, having no whiskers. Synonym is beardless. I wonder if beard and bear, B-E-A-R, are related. And then, of course, B-A-R-E is probably also related. 1B, wearing no mask. 2A, synonyms are open and unconcealed, as in barefaced impudence. 2B, having or showing a lack of scruples, as in a barefaced lie. Barefacedly is an adverb. Barefacedness is a noun. Now we have barefoot. One word. It is an adverb or adjective from before the 12th century. With the feet bare, as in walked barefoot. Also as in barefoot boy with cheek of tan. And that is from J.G. Whittier. If I find the quote, I'll share it in the episode details, and I may not find the quote. Now we have bare hand, one word, transitive verb from 1973, to catch or retrieve, a baseball, with a bare hand. Now we have barehanded. There's a hyphen, adverb or adjective from the 15th century. One, without gloves. Two, without tools or weapons, as in fight an animal barehanded. Probably not a good idea. Next we have bareheaded, one word, adverb or adjective from the 14th century, without a covering for the head, as in went bareheaded in the hot sun. Bad idea. Also as in a bareheaded boy who had lost his cap. Now we have bare knuckle. There's a hyphen. It is an adjective or adverb. I had to say an there because I didn't want to get called out for using the wrong form of a. From 1903. One, not using boxing gloves, as in champion bare knuckle prize fighter of England. That is from Dennis Craig. Or is Dennis Craig the champion bare knuckle prize fighter of England? Or did he just say that someone was a champion bare knuckle prize fighter of England? I don't know. Also is in when men fought bare knuckle. Number two, having a fierce, unrelenting character, as in bare knuckle politics. Next we have barely. It is an adverb from before the 12th century. One, in a meager manner. Synonym is plainly, as in a barely furnished room. A barely furnished room with bare walls. Number two, synonyms are scarcely and hardly, as in barely enough money for lunch. Next we have the word, it's a good one, it is barf, B-A-R-F. I thought I was going to say B-A-R-F-F. It is an intransitive verb from 1956, and we just have the synonym vomit. So if you want to learn more about barf, you're going to have to wait until we get to the word vomit. By the way, the origin of barf is unknown. There is a movie called Spaceballs from the 80s. I'm sure most of you have seen it, and if you haven't, you should go watch it. It is very silly. But in there, there is a creature, an animal, a person, whatever you want to call him. He is half man, half dog. He is a Mog, and his name, he says his name is Barf, but his full name is Bartholomew. Played by the wonderful John Candy. Next we have, I want to say barfly. That's how I first saw the word, but is actually barfly. It is a noun from 1910, a person who spends much time in bars. Last word for this episode is the first form of bargain, B-A-R-G-A-I-N. It is a noun from the 14th century. One, an agreement between parties set... Yeah, there's an L in there. An agreement between parties settling what each gives or receives in a transaction between them or what course of action or policy each pursues in respect to the other. Number two, something acquired by or as if by bargaining, especially an advantageous purchase, as in, at that price, the car is a bargain. Number three, a transaction, situation, or event regarded in the light of its results, as in, a bad bargain. Into the bargain, or in the bargain, is a phrase, and it there's a synonym for it. It just means besides. So if you, instead of saying besides, you could say into the bargain, or in the bargain, as in, tastes good and is good for you, into the bargain. I have never heard this before, and I think it is very strange. All right, the word of the episode is going to be barf. Yep, that's the word. Let's see, that's all for the words. You can turn me off now. I thought I had something to say. At the time of recording, which is February 20th, I'm getting pretty far ahead again. It was my first time working out in the morning after my foot injury, which was about 5 weeks. I think it was exactly 5 weeks and a day ago, I think. So that was kind of weird trying to get back into that routine. My foot is mostly healed, but the bottom still has a little bit of weird numbness. I still have a scab on the top of my foot, which is slowly going away. I'm thinking in the next week or so or less, it should be gone completely. And then I'll have a sweet, sweet scar. All right, so that's all I got to say. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.